Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ty Waller. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stearns hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blackwell strikes out. Two outs. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Waller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson misplays the ball. That's an error on Tyson. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lynch bunts towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. Gardenhire moves to second. 2 outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gardenhire moves to third. Mukie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tyson hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Krukow hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Gardenhire applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor bunts towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Waller fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazzilli who is chasing the ball. DeJesus reaches third base with a triple. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Buckner hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. DeJesus scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to second. 1 out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a fly ball towards center. Wilson catches it and throws to second to double up Henderson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a pop-up towards center. Bonds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bonds. Mozilli moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn bunts towards third. Waller fields it and throws to first for the out. Mozilli moves to third. Stearns moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jorgensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dan Boitano now pitching. Frank Tavares now playing shortstop. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Waller is 0 for 1 in the game. Waller hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Krukow is 0 for 1 in the game. Krukow hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Waller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. DeJesu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. DeJesu is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Searage now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Searidge fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waller is 0 for 2 in the game. Waller hits a line drive towards the mound. Searidge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing left field. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ray Searidge. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Krukow is 0 for 2 in the game. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonds hits a pop-up into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Bob Baylor. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Brian Giles pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson scores. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dave Kingman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mozilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mozilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Waller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.